The old medieval fortified village of La Garde is topped with a castle that was built in the 11th century and abandoned after the Baroness's death and later dismantled by its last owner during the 18th century. The only things left today are a charming small Roman chapel, one tower, and a few remains of the fortified wall that used to surround the castle. The communicating door between the castle and the chapel still exists. There used to be two other towers, but these were swallowed up in 1879 by the excessive exploitation of the stone quarry. You will reach these remains by walking through a maze of narrow little streets full of charm. Right before you get there, on the steep street paved with cobblestones, do not miss the 18th century oratory, a listed historical building. But let's come back to the castle. With its double fortifications, it was a huge edifice. Imagine the keeps, the embrasures, the crenellated towers. During the Middle Ages, this castle was used for the advanced defense of Toulon's harbor. Thanks to its geographic and strategic situation, its fate was to be repeatedly assaulted, besieged, and destroyed. Our Provençal land, with its mild climate and fertile valleys, was widely coveted. As you can see, the view from the castle is remarkable. Culminating at 82 meters above sea level, it's possible to watch over the whole region. At the time of the barbarian pirates, it was the ideal place to give out alarm signals. The lookout unveils a view which sweeps across the harbor of Toulon, at the foot of Mount Farin, to the islands of Hyères, taking in even the hill of Thouars.
The Notre Dame Chapel, on the other hand, was built in the 12th century and then extended around 1480. It is positioned in the corner of the castle's fortifications, so it might have been located within the surrounding walls. It used to communicate with the castle through a door, now blocked off. The chapel was destroyed on two occasions. The first was in 1701 by the soldiers of the Duke of Savoy. It then lost its function as a parochial church. Mass was only celebrated there on Sundays and holidays. It was later abandoned and used as a shelter by gypsy travellers who embedded iron rings in the walls to tether their beasts of burden. In 1793, it was destroyed for a second time by the Convention troops besieging Toulon. Not only did the latter take away the bells, the paintings and the ornaments, they also destroyed several parts of the building. At the beginning of the 19th century, the chapel was repaired by a Brotherhood of Penitents, then completely restored in 1866. And ever since, the Divine Service is celebrated on the 8th of September, on the day of the Virgin Nativity. Today, the Notre Dame Chapel still holds 19th century paintings. It is possible to visit it, so do not hesitate to ask at the tourist office.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.